continuing our studies on the science of the Christian life. We've been on now, I guess, almost a year. Tonight I'm going to take off on a little bit of an offshoot from last Wednesday night's Bible study. Galatians chapter 5, please. I'm teaching on the science of the fruit of the Holy Spirit tonight. It's a little bit of a takeoff from the study last Wednesday night. I'm going to read several verses, and in fact, we'll read down through verse 25, starting with Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. That word lusteth could mean warreth, fighteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now this is the starting lineup in this battle that we're going to have. We've got two teams lined up here against each other. We have the one team called the flesh and one team called the Spirit. And now we have the players of these teams are mentioned. The works of the flesh which are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now we've introduced the lineup for the flesh. We now come to the lineup for the Spirit. Here are the participants on that team. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Let me remind you what I said last week. Every one of these parts of the fruit of the Spirit is more forceful than its opposite one. For example, I said love is a greater force than hatred. Joy is a greater force than depression. Peace is a greater force than war. I told you last week, are you listening to me? I told you last week, why? Because one is a fruit of the Spirit who lives in us, and one is the work of the flesh or work of the devil. And God tells us in 1 John 2, the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So he who is in us then is greater than he who is in the world, so then love is greater than hatred. Hatred and love clash, love always wins out. Now let's go on. Verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Father, teach us the Bible. Teach us to love and live this book. Teach us to pay attention while it's taught. And may tonight we learn that which will help us to serve thee better. And in so doing, serve others better. As much as we've done it to one of the least of these, our brethren, we've done it unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit up straight, and let me talk to you on the subject, the science of the fruit of the Spirit. I want to tell you tonight the great mistake of the charismatic movement. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to spend the night on the charismatic movement. But I'm going to tell you the great error the charismatic movement tonight. I'm talking about Oral Roberts. I'm talking about your Assembly of God people. I'm talking about, and I'm not going to lambast anybody tonight. Come back Sunday night for that. But I'm in a good mood, and so this is an historic event. But I will forget the guy in Texas one time said, Brother Hyle, I was going to preach on heaven. And he said, one of the deacons came up and said, what is that place? Heaven. Never heard that. He said, you preached on hell a lot, but I never have heard anything about heaven. Well, tonight I'm going to be positive. I've been negative a lot. But I do want to tell you tonight and teach to you the great era of the charismatic movement. Now, just as dangerous and a twin movement to the charismatic movement, though not demonstrative, in fact, just the opposite, but they have something in common, I'll talk to you tonight about it, is what they call, I don't call it, but they call the deeper life movement. those people that would call us shallow, those people that would say that we believe in easy believism and all of that, but I'm talking about they're very popular among the Bible Institute people. Now, not every one of them is that way. But I want to tell you tonight the weakness of the deeper life movement and the charismatic movement. There's a common denominator that they share, a common weakness that they share. And I want to show it to you tonight as I teach it. Now, I'm going to use some new and some old tonight. And here we go. I saw a book recently entitled The Way to Peace. That's a very popular kind of a title these days. But this book was entitled The Way to Peace, as if peace were at the end of a journey. And the first thing I thought when I saw that book title, The Way to Peace, I thought there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Peace is not what comes at the end of a search. Peace is the way that you take the journey. Peace is not an end. Peace is a means. I'll be a little more specific after a while. But that's one of the great differences in our type of Christianity, which is Bible Christianity, and the deeper life, so-called self-styled deeper life movement, and the charismatic movement. To the charismatics, peace is an end. To us, peace is a means to an end. I saw a sermon in a publication. As all preachers do, I get dozens of publications sent to my office, and I saw a sermon in one of them entitled Ways to Joy. Ways to Joy. I don't know how many it was, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, I don't know. So many ways to joy. And I said to myself, there is no way to joy. Joy is a way. Joy is not an end that you arrive after you take another way. Joy is a way that you take to arrive at an end. Consequently, joy, and by the way, peace is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, and joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Which I'm saying that the fruit of the Spirit is not an end. Our deeper life friends, we're always trying to work on each other, trying to make each other better. No, that's not the end. Being better is a means to get to an end. It's not an end. I saw an article one time, How to Find True Love. And I said to myself, there's no such thing as finding true love. Love is not something you search for and find. Love is something that you use to search for something else. Now, the honest truth is that's true with long-suffering. It's true with gentleness. It's true with meekness. It's true with goodness. It's true with faith. It's true with temperance. All of these are part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the honest truth is these things are not ends. We're not just to seek to love. That's not it. Love is a means to another end. We're not just to try to find joy. Joy is not an end. Joy is a means to another end. We're not supposed to try to find peace or long-suffering or patience, that is. No, those aren't things to achieve or things to find or things to get the way to. They're not a destination. They are the route or the route. Now then, I'll put it this way. They are not somewhere to get, but a way to get somewhere. Love is not something to get. Love is is something that you use to get somewhere. Joy is not something to get. It is something. It is the way to get somewhere. Peace is not something to get. It's a way to get somewhere. I'm not tonight on my... Okay, the question comes in. Where is this somewhere? Where does this joy... Where is this joy supposed to lead us? Where is this peace supposed to lead us? Where is this love supposed to lead us? Easy. Service. Service for others. Which is the only way you can serve God. But serving God, and you do that by serving others, is the end. Love is the way you serve others. Joy is the way you serve others. Peace is the way you serve others. Long-suffering or patience is the way that you serve others. Now, the charismatics are always trying to Simonize themselves, and the deeper lifers are always trying to Simonize themselves. That's not the purpose of it all. Growth in grace is not for you, it's for other people. It is a means, it is a way to serve others. Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer should be for others. I'm not supposed to live to get love, I'm supposed to live to get to serve others. And love is the way to serve others. I'm not supposed to live to get joy. My purpose in life is not to be happy. My purpose in life is to serve God. But joy is the way I'm supposed to serve God and serve others. Let me use an old, old illustration. I haven't used it in years and years and years, but it is the best way I know to illustrate what I'm saying. Let me state my premise again. The fruit of the Spirit is not something to achieve. The fruit of the Spirit is something that helps you achieve. The fruit of the Spirit is not a destination. The fruit of the Spirit is a way to a destination, and that destination is serving others. Now, the old story, and I'm going to use Elaine because she's done this before. So, Elaine, come around here. John, would you wake up, please? And I'll use Elaine. Take that chair, Bob, if you would, please, and just put it right over here and sort of face it this way toward me. Right over there. And Miss Colson, you'll go over there. You know who you're going to be, don't you? Yeah, you're going to be Rebecca. That's right. And Rebecca was not quite that. But anyway, I was going to say pretty, but I guess you thought I was going to say something else. Okay. And Rebecca, I'm going to let you have this microphone over here. As much as you talk, Rebecca, don't talk like I tell you to talk, would you, man? All right. Brother Colson? Are going to be Eliezer. Okay. And I am Abraham. Okay, so let's go over here. And now I've got a son, Eliezer. I've got a son. His name is Isaac. You know Isaac. It's about time for Isaac to get married. He's 40 years old. No, sorry. And I'm sorry, Miss Belson jumped up and said, I'll do it, but I. Yeah, Isaac's been dead a long, long time. Oh, you said it doesn't matter? Okay. Now, Eliezer's my servant. What's his name? Talk at me. What's his name? Eliezer. And I have a... I'm whom? I'm whom? I'm who? Who? Right? Who am I? I'm who? Okay. That's... what is it? Predicate nominative? Bob, I didn't ask you. I asked Rebecca there. Okay, so who am I? I know some little kid. I asked it one time. Little kid said, "Don't you know?" I am. Who am I? Abraham. And who is this? Eliezer. He's my what? And I have a son. What's his name? Isaac. Okay. So it's about time that my son got married. My son over here. I didn't ask you to stand up. I just pointed to you. My son, you want to get married, don't you? And it's about time that my son Isaac got married. Now, I don't want to marry anybody here in this in the Canaanites. And by the way, none of them have seen him want to marry him either. But I want you to go back to the old country, and I want you to try to find a bride for my son. Isaac. Any questions?
No, sir.
Any questions, Eliezer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This came to me.
Okay.
How will I know which is the right one?
Good question. I'm glad you thought of it. And here's the way you know. You see, Eliezer, whenever you see somebody that you think might be the one, and I'll give you some ideas about how to know who might be the one. The way I want you to be, find out for sure it's the right one is I want you to ask her if you can have a drink of water. See?
Yes, sir.
Ask her. Oh, what are you going to ask her now?
If I can have a drink of water.
Have a drink of water. That's right. Now, if she says, can I give water to your camels also, that's the one. You see, that's a miracle. Folks, if you've never seen camels drink water, you don't understand this at all. Camels will take a bucket of water or a bottle of water and just like that, and the bottle's gone. And it takes a lot of oops for camels to quench their thirst. So you ask her, what you going to ask her now? If you can what?
Have a drink of water.
Have a drink of water. And then if she what's the question that's going to tell us she's the right one?
She'll ask if she can get water for my camels.
Camels also. That's right. All right. So you go, and this is a by the way, I got something I want to give you here. I want to give you a bracelet here. Actually, it's two bracelets, but I just have one. And I want to give you a bracelet. And I want to give you an earring also for a little earring. And it's one of the dangling kind of earrings. And now follow me carefully. Am I sending him to the far country to pass out earrings? Why am I sending him to the far country to do what? To get a bride. Say it again. To what? Get a bride. All right. Now, what are the earrings for? The earrings are not the end. The earrings are the means, you see. So, also, I want you to be nice while you're there. I want you to be loving. I want you to have joy. I want you to be peaceful. I want you to be patient. I want you to be good. I want you to be temperate. I want you to have I want you to do other things, too. And I want you to be the kind of person, your behavior, that you ought to be. Now, am I sending him in the far country to be good? No. Why am I sending him to the far country? Talk to me to what? Get a bride. So being good is not the end, is that right? Suppose he goes over to the far country and he says, I'm good. Boy, I tell you, I don't cuss, I don't drink, I don't go to the girls that do, and I tell you, boy, I'm just, suppose he's over and he's good. No, then he comes back. And I say, okay, you go over and be good. Notice how good he is. Okay, come back. I told you to have love. Did you have love?
Yes, sir.
I told you to have joy. Did you have joy?
Had that, too.
I told you to have peace. Did you have peace?
Yes, sir.
I told you to have long-suffering. Did you have long-suffering?
Yes, sir.
I told you to have five other things I can't remember right now, too. Did you all those?
Had every one of them.
Had every one of them. Okay. Good servant or bad servant? Wait a minute now. He has the fruit of the Spirit. You see, he's charismatic. He's more concerned about what he gets like than he is getting that bride. He's a deeper lifer. He's more concerned about love than getting love for himself than using love to get somebody saved. He's more concerned about joy, having joy, than he is using that joy as a tool or a means to the end of serving God. But the purpose I sent him for is to get the bride. All right, now go over there and give her what I told you to give her.
Thank you.
And come on back. I told you to give her what I told you to give her.
Thank you.
I'll draw you a picture if you'd like. Did you go to the far country?
Yes, sir.
Were you nice?
Yes, sir.
Love?
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You work for me. You do know that. Well, you're joy?
Yes, sir.
Peace?
Yes, sir.
Long-suffering?
Yes, sir.
Gentleness?
Yes, sir.
Goodness?
Yes, sir.
Good, wonderful. Did you give the earrings and the bracelet?
I did that, yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful. Good servant, bad servant? Did I send him to give out the bracelet? No, I sent him to use the bracelet to get the bride. Did I send him to give out the earring? No, I sent him to use the earring to get the bride. Did I send him to be good? No, I sent him to get the bride, and being good was a tool to use to get the bride. Now, I'll tell you something. People that are just sweet and loving and kind and do not use that as a tool to get people saved are not biblically sweet and loving and kind. That's what your deeper lifers are. They work on themselves. They're trying to work. I want to get better. I want to get better. I want to get better. Well, no. I want to get the bride. I want to get people saved. I want to get folks out of hell. Now, I'm supposed to be better in order to get the bride, but I'm not supposed to be better in order to be better. I'm supposed to have joy to get the bride, but not have joy to have joy. Love is not an end. It is a means to an end. Joy is not an end. It's a means to an end. Peace is not an end. It's a means to an end. And therein lies what First Baptist... I teach you folks to be kind, but if you're kind and don't go soul winning, then you're not a good servant because the purpose is to get the bride. We're going to rehearse. Okay, go over there. Now come back. Did you have love while you were over there?
Yes, sir.
Joy?
Yes, sir.
Peace?
Yes, sir.
Long-suffering?
Yes, sir.
Did you give out the earring and bracelet?
Yes, sir.
What else did you do?
I started 10 jewelry stores.
This guy is a real Jew, isn't he? Boy, oh, what? I have an idea. If you start all those jewelry stores, you probably gave out bracelets all over the old country, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Good servant, bad servant. And if you said, well, I tell you what, oh, God, make me a better person. No, sir! Oh, God, help me to get people out of hell! And help me to be a better person as I do it. Because you don't go out, okay, I'm going to be here for a while. I'm going to go over here. Let me have those. I'm Eliezer now. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
What are you doing here by yourself beside the well? Let me ask you a question. You know you're going to split hell wide open if you don't get born again? By the way, are you married? Well, Isaac needs a wife. What are you doing sitting here? By the way, take those things there too. That's where you go soul winning. Now listen, this guy has got to talk this woman into marrying a fella she's never seen. In this case, it might be a benefit. She is going to agree to marry somebody that she has never set her eyes on. Obviously, that's what she did the first time. But now, wait a minute. It's going to take a heap of kindness, right? It's going to take a heap of joy. I've got to convince her. Good morning.
Hello, sir.
To turn her up, please. PM in. Good morning.
Hello, sir.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Well, wonderful. Boy, you have a lovely country here.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your house over here?
Yes.
Right. Oh, what a nice place and a beautiful farm. I should know. Well, you know, boy, I tell you, I come from a wonderful place, too. I wish you knew my master Abraham. Oh. He is something else. And he's got a boy about your age. Yeah.
Really?
Now, which way can I come near getting her to go marry the fella? Disgruntled? Mean? Rude? Or with love and joy and peace? You answer me. But I didn't send him over there to love. I didn't send him over there to have joy. Hey, go over and shout.
I need you to come over.
No, I said go over there and shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise
I'm not
Lord.
Talking about the kind of shouting you do at home. I'm talking about... Did you go over the far country?
Yes, sir.
Were you happy?
Yes, sir.
Did you shout?
Yes, sir.
Did you praise God?
Yes, sir.
Did you talk in tongues?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, wonderful. Boy, oh, boy. I didn't send him over there. I sent him to get the bride. And God didn't send you down here to smile and be peaceful. Peace, joy, patience, love are methods of soul winning. That's all they are. But herein lies the difference between what we believe and what the folks that criticize us. Had a couple last Sunday morning. Came to church. We had too much joy for them. They left. And when they left, he made me have more joy. Because they didn't want joy. They wanted ritual. They wanted liturgy. But the honest, simple truth, and you talk to them, that kind of person, and they'll tell you, we need more love. No, we don't need more love. We need more soul winning. And because we need more soul winning, we then need more love. So, when we go out soul winning, it's almost frightening to think about it. We go out soul winning, and you walk up to somebody's house, knock on the door, you're trying to get them to trust someone to take them to heaven that they've never seen. That means that you're going to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, goodness, meekness, temperance, all those things of the fruit of the Spirit. But I said again, they are not ends, they are means to an end. How to have peace? How to find peace? No, how to find sinners. Peace is the way to find sinners. The way to joy. Now, you don't go to joy. You go with joy to find sinners. And to help people. And to feed the poor. And to clothe the cold. And to lift the fallen. And bring back the backsliders. And bind up the broken. We are here representing Jesus Christ to do what He did. But we cannot do what He did unless we do it like He did it. How did He do it? First time he preached in the synagogue, his home synagogue, it said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. All right? If he was filled with the Holy Spirit, that means he had the fruit of the Spirit. Is that right? Fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Fruit of the Spirit is what? Joy. Fruit of the Spirit is what? Peace. That means that the purpose of the fruit of the Spirit is a method in how to get the bride. So go over there and use this microphone. Get that microphone right there and get the bride. Don't forget, now you're going to have what? Love? Joy? Okay, go over there. When I say love, I don't mean kiss her. Okay.
My master, Abraham.
Oh, say good morning. You don't walk up and say, my master, Abraham.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's a fine morning, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful. Boy.
And you are a lovely young lady.
Oh.
Thank you.
He's taking this love too far, I think.
This is a very lovely area.
We like it, too. Thank you.
And I am very pleased to be here. I'm on a bit of a mission.
Oh?
It's from my master, Abraham.
Can I have a drink of water?
He's right there if you want some more. I have had a long...
And let me water my camels also.
I've had a long journey, and I'm thirsty. Might I have a drink of water?
Yes, sir, and may I get water for your camels also?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. My master Abraham has sent some things, and these are some things that I would like to offer you. You've been so wonderful, and you've been so helpful. Here's some lovely earrings.
What a beautiful earring.
It's getting more ridiculous all the time.
Thank you, sir.
And I would like to refresh myself, and then I would like to invite you on a very long journey to go meet my Master Abraham's son.
I will go.
Okay, so she gets up. And I thought, don't go yet. She just gets up. I said, step back over here. Now they have a. Where are they going? They're going over to meet Isaac. Now it's a long journey. Now that means that they're going to go through some valleys, some mountains. They're going to go through some sunshine, some rain, some clouds. So he says to her, You follow me. I know the way. You don't know the way. So you follow me. Whom does he represent in our story? Holy Spirit. Whom does she represent? God's people. He represents Jesus. I represent God the Father. That means that while on your way to seeing Jesus, the only hope you've got to be happy is to follow the Holy Spirit. Now that Holy Spirit's going to lead you down into valleys, but you follow him. Oh, straight down. Straight down, John. Oh, straight down. John, straight down means not crooked. Then, into valleys. And then, back up here. He'll lead you also sometimes on mountaintops. And sometimes it was a wonderful, beautiful day. But the secret is to follow him. Not follow where your company transfers you. Not follow where you've always wanted to go. Not be what you've always wanted to be. You have only one right as a child of God, and that's to follow the Holy Spirit. On your way to see Jesus, you're to follow him. Sometimes it's happy and the sun is shining brightly and he smiles and she follows him. Sometimes it's rainy and cold, but she follows him. Now that's exactly the way life is. But the secret is for her to follow him. That's what it means when it says walk in the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Walk in the Spirit. Not walk in your own desires. And in your own desires, I'm not talking about drunkenness and adultery and lesbianism and homosexuality and dope and rock music. I'm talking about whatever your desires are. You have no right to fulfill those good desires unless they're the desires he gives you. The way to live the Christian life is to follow him. And so she follows him until finally they come and he stops and he says, by the way, over in the field is Isaac meditating. You don't know how to meditate, do you? Isaac meditating. And he stops and says, look at that.
Woo!
And right here is the only place in the Bible where it says it's okay to smoke cigarettes.
Right.
It said Rebecca lit off her camel. And she went to Isaac. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Elaine. Now, the whole thing you just saw is years ago, I used to, when I traveled with Dr. Rice, we have a morning service. I wonder how many times he said, teach on Isaac and Rebecca. I didn't teach the whole thing tonight. I taught just enough of it to tell you the purpose of his going over there was to get that bride. And the way he treated her was simply a means to an end. And love was not, he didn't go over there seeking love. He didn't go over there seeking joy. He took joy with him over there because joy was the way, not, you know, the way to joy? No, joy is the way to serve God. And love, some of you folks tonight, maybe, you don't particularly like the way we're doing it. Well, the Bible does say something about joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. It doesn't say crab is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. It says joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's why we come to church. We enjoy it here. Enjoy. Enjoy. That's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Enjoy. And by the way, that's one reason why we baptize, I don't know how many this year, I imagine around 5,000 already this year. You know, folks come out here and big truck drivers sit over here on Sunday morning. I mean men, big old men that been cussing all week long and breaking all the speed limits and drinking liquor and running around with wild women at these truck stops. And they come here to visit on Sunday morning and they come over here and they look like the old House of David baseball team with their long beards and they don't know what a tie is. They sit over here and with a matter of an hour and a half, those big old rugged men are walking down that aisle. They're getting on their knees at the altar and getting saved. You know why? Because we sing, the Lord is in his holy temple. No, those guys, we're using joy, the fruit of the Spirit. That's a tool to get those guys. Oh, you go down sometime by yourself to a truck stop and start soul winning and see what kind of luck you have. walk up with those truck drivers and say, have you been regenerated by the Holy Ghost? Are you washed in the blood? Try it on for size sometime. But you bring him out here and let him hear us sing. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have found a friend who is all to me as love is ever true. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And a happy preacher gets up here and preaches with the joy of God in his soul and is excited and thrilled. And those truck drivers out there say, man alive, this looks pretty good to me. And those sailors back there say, go up there on the base sometimes and walk up and just ask those sailors if they've been regenerated. But you bring them out here and set them back there together and let them see how happy we are and let them see that we love them. And this love that the deeper life is used as an end becomes a means to reach those sailors. And this joy the deeper lifers want to get, and as charismatic folks want to get as an end, we use that as a means to get those sailors. And fellows back there in those sailor uniforms sitting back there, those guys had no more idea they'd go to church at last 24 hours ago. They had no more idea they'd go to church and they'd go to prison. And there they sat in a church on some of the first time, and some of these guys over here for the first time. But all of a sudden they see love and joy and peace and excitement and goodness. And that's what you use as a means, not an end. You go to many churches, a preacher will preach on, we need more love. We need more love. Now, if he means we need more love to get that bride, he's right. If he means we need more love to get more love, he's wrong. We need to be happy. Preach on happiness. Be happy. Okay, come on. Happy, 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 happy. Well, that's not it. We need to get that bride. But we're not going to get that bride to come back and marry that ugly puss over here unless we have joy. Therein is the difference in the so-called deeper life Christianity. Work on yourself to get more love and more joy and more peace in order that you may be more lovable and more joyous and more peaceful. But love is not at the end of a search. Love is the way to search. The way to joy. You know, there's no way to joy. Joy is the way. It's not the end. It's the means. Now then, how do you get this fruit? It's okay, Brother Hines, okay. If there's no way to get joy, there's no way to joy, and there's no way to peace, and joy is the way, and peace is the way, and love is the way, how do you get it? Look back at Galatians chapter 5, would you please? It tells you right here in black and white, verse 16. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now listen to me. I've told you this time and time and time again. 6 o'clock every morning, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you, and I pray you'll help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. Now follow me carefully. Let's piece that prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. But that isn't all. I pray you to help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. 9 o'clock in the morning, or as soon as I can after that, I pray that same prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you, and I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. At noon every day, or as soon as I get back from preaching, I pray that prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, every day, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Or if I'm busy at 3 or have an interruption, but about 3 every day. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. 6 o'clock at night, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. There's no need in getting the fruit of the Spirit if you don't look for the people who are going to cross your path, because that's the purpose of the fruit of the Spirit. 9 o'clock at night, or as soon as I get back from preaching, I always pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you, and I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. And the last thing before I go to sleep at night, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you, and I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. And I'll promise you, I say more words to the Holy Spirit than I say to any person in the whole world. Say, what do you? What's my? I want to walk in the Spirit. Well, why walk in the Spirit? So I can shout. Why walk in the Spirit? So I can have love. No, I walk in the Spirit so I can get the bride. I walk in the Spirit. Okay, but you say, Brother Howes, how about feeding the poor? Goodness is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Well, why feed the poor? So the poor can eat? You feed the poor so the poor can eat, but the big thing is feed the poor so they can come to Christ. It's sickening. It is downright sickening, I think, to God. The Christianity that's in America today. All we're doing is taking a Christian and trying to build a nice statue out of him. No purpose for it. Just make him good. And the average Christian comes to church for that. I come to get more love. I come to get more joy. I come to get more peace. I come to get more patience. And I'm for that if it's not the end. Listen carefully. If it is, it's selfishness. The book I saw, The Way to Peace. There's no way to peace. Peace is the way to serve. Well, how do you get peace? Walk in the Spirit, says there. You walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, you run around with Jesus. For example, take this guy right here, for example. Ray Young. He came here. He was a meek little guy. Never would say anything. Cut anybody down. Never used satire. Now he is his tongue is vicious. Would you like to know why Brother Young can use satire with the best of them? He's walked with me. Last night, Brother Dennis Coral preached before I did, viciously attacked me with satire. I got up and I said, I'm not going to retort. The Bible says comfort the feeble-minded, not get back at them. I said, Brother Carl said a while ago that I had jumped on him. I said, it'd take a long time to jump on all of him. He weighs about 270 pounds. Now, that's where Brother Young got that. These fellows on the platform here, all but Roy Moffat, he was the devil when he came. I've ruined these fellows. I took a good guy like C.W. Fisk, as bland and as nice as a guy could ever be. And ruined him. He'll chop people down before breakfast every morning and for breakfast every morning. You know why? Look, I promise you this. I was out of the with 3 weeks pneumonia 5 years ago. These men took turns in preaching. I promise you that the people that visited in those services knew what kind of man I am. These guys reflect me. They preach my sermon. Dr. Bob Gray in Texas preaches my sermons. He says it's okay to one day he's preaching along and says, when I was a paratrooper in World War II, Mrs. Bethel put me on her knee when I was a little boy. These guys have walked with me. They have picked up my traits. The Holy Spirit's fruit is love. You know, there's no 16 ways to get love. There's one way, and that's walk in the Spirit. He's love. If you want real joy, he said, if you want joy, real joy, let Jesus come into your heart. That's not true. You can let Jesus come in your heart and be an old crab. You walk in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And he tells you, before he lists these two teams in the warfare here, the lists the lineup of the flesh and the lineup of the Spirit, before he even mentions it, he starts off saying, walk in the Spirit, then talks about the flesh versus the Spirit, and ends up saying, walk in the Spirit. So the way you get love is you walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit, you hang around him a lot, and you'll get like him. You'll love. You'll be happy. Joy. You'll have peace. You walk in the Spirit. And then as you walk with him, this love becomes the way to. This joy becomes the way to. And this peace becomes the way to. The way to what? The way to service. The great difference today in America, the great theological battles. I'm talking about, I think I'll be frank with you. Places like Dallas Seminary. I have no desire to fight Dallas Seminary. I wouldn't send anybody there because their purpose is not to get the bride. Their purpose is to shine up Eliezer. Their purpose is not to get the bride. Their purpose is to get the earrings. Most of your interdenominational schools, and I happen to be a Baptist, that's one of the signs out there. But most interdenominational schools have become nothing more than deeper life places to work, to go get worked on. But that's not the purpose of the fruit of the Spirit. The purpose of the fruit of the Spirit is to give you the way to work. It's not to improve you, it's to help you improve others. And your improvement is a sweet byproduct that comes from helping to improve others. So the fellow who wrote the book, The Way to Peace, needs to find out that peace is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Or the person that wrote the piece of sermon, ways, so many ways to joy, needs to find out there's no way to joy. Joy is the way. Or the article I read, How to Find True Love. You can't find true love. True love is the finder. Each of these nine parts of the fruit of the Spirit is a way to live so we can serve others, so we can get the bride, so we can get people saved and get folks to come to Jesus Christ. It's your old story so much. Many old illustrations that and new ones too. Like the day I was over there in Carson Perry and Scott. I was buying a birthday present for my sister, nickels worth of candy. But I was buying a birthday present for my sister, and a lady came over and said, "You're Reverend Hiles, aren't you?" She came way across the store, and I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm Brother Hiles. Do you know me?" "No," said, "never saw you." "Well," I said, if you never saw me, how do you know me?" She said, I heard a laugh while ago across the store, and it was your laugh, because I'd know your laugh anywhere. Joy. When the Lord turned to captivity to resign, we were like them that dreamed, them as our mouth filled with laughs and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, "The Lord's done great things for them." When we laugh and sing, the heathen say, "The Lord's done great things for them." She said, "I've heard you laugh." I said, "Where'd you hear me laugh? You've never seen me." She said, "On your radio broadcast every morning." I said, "What? I didn't know I laughed on the broadcast." "Why," she said, "you do." She said, "That little broadcast you got every morning, and WICA 9:30. She said, "You laugh a lot of times." And she said, and she told me this story, and folks been here for years know it. She said, "Brother Hiles, my husband left me to rear a boy by myself. I couldn't do it. I couldn't face it." She said, "I picked up a gun to take my life one morning. I picked up a gun to take my life because I could not face life without my husband. I couldn't rear my boy. I pointed that gun to my head." This happened over at Carson Perry and Scott. She said, "All of a sudden, your broadcast was on." And she said, "You started laughing." And she said, "You told this story. You told the story how I was," you said, "how you're going to go to Japan to preach, and you had to go get some shots at the Hammond Clinic." She said that, and you told how that that you got the shots and you didn't cry. And then you told how you asked the doctor if he'd give you a sucker because you didn't cry. And then she said that you told how the doctor gave you a whole sack of suckers so you could give one to each one of your staff members. She said, "I put my gun down and said, I'm going to listen to this before I shoot myself." She said, "You started laughing, and I said to myself, the world can't be all that bad if anybody has as much joy as that man's got." She said, "I put my gun down, knelt beside the radio, and received Christ as my Savior." All because of what? One man's laughter. One man's laughter. Now, I didn't say that morning, "Boy, I want to be happy today. I want to be happy today. I want to be happy today." No, I didn't. No. I walked in the Spirit, and I was happy today. And that happiness was a means to keep a lady from killing herself and to get that lady saved. And that's the difference in old time hell, fire, and damnation, soul winning, evangelistic, separated, fundamental Baptist Christianity and this synthetic kind of a stuff today where you go to get better and be happy and be happy, 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 and love, 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 love. I go to play. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to quit tonight. I go to places. I almost everywhere I go, some woman comes up and wants to hug me. Yeah, I mean, no. I'm serious. I'll be signing Bibles. Happened 2 weeks ago in Maryland. I'll be signing Bibles. And they'll come up and they'll say, could I hug you? Now, it's not because I'm attractive, though I am very, very attractive. It's because they go to some dumb church that don't understand the fruit of the Spirit. And I always step back and say, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I ain't hugging. One gal of the day said, I'm 80 years old. I said, ma'am, I'm only 13 years younger than that. And the older I get, the better looking these 80-year-old gals look. But that's the perverted Christianity we have. Greet each other with a holy kiss. Ain't no such thing as a holy kiss between men and women, unless you're married. And ain't no such thing as a holy kiss between men and men either, even if you are married. But we're wacky. Jesus didn't come to give you joy. He came to take people out of hell. And he said, now, I want you to run around with my Spirit, because my Spirit will rub off on you, and you'll have love and joy and peace and long-suffering and all that, and you can get people saved. Not as an end in itself, but as a means to the end. Shall we stand?